Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'll be real with you. We don't even need to come back with music no more. I just want to go. I literally... 2 hours isn't enough time. We got till 6 o'clock. 301-230-0980. That's the first time we've thrown out the number here on this show. I don't even know. We're going to hear from everybody. Y'all know how I get down. It's the people's show. I don't know what to make of what I saw yesterday. I don't know what to do moving forward. I genuinely, there are no answers that I have. Defensively, we can't tackle. We can't play the football in the air. And then offensively, we're so depleted at the skill position spot that our margin for error is razor thin. Razor thin. Yesterday, offensively, once again, you weren't good enough. Yesterday, offensively, once again, your quarterback was not good enough. Was not good enough. And I know there's a contingent of you out there that act as if you can say nothing wrong about Jayden Daniels. He hurt this team yesterday at points in time. He wasn't flawless. He wasn't perfect. It's time to have a real honest conversation about the performance of QB1 since the start of this year. Let's be real. Let's be open. Let's be honest. Let's be objective. Let's not pull punches. I love Jayden Daniels as much as the next man. I think he's got all of the tools to be this team's franchise quarterback moving forward. He has not displayed those tools enough over the last 2 weeks. Point blank. Yesterday, 12 of 22, 156 yards. He completed 54% of his passes. Yes, there were drops. But there were also critical misses that ended drives. Point blank. Point blank. Jayden Daniels has got to be better. All parties involved have got to be better. Point blank, period. Everyone's got to play better. Everyone. No one is above criticism right now with this franchise. And I know that kills you all as fans. No one is above it. No one is above it. Yesterday versus the Blitz, 5 of 9, 46 yards, 1 sack, 3 pressures. Wasn't good enough. Wasn't good enough. Here's my thing with Jayden Daniels and where things currently stand with him, because that's where I want to start, is him. I think he's great. I think he's a second-year quarterback that has all of the potential, all of the ability in the world. He's also got to play better. He's also got to play better. And I don't want to nitpick his game because that's not what I'm here to do. But to act as if he is free of blame for what happened yesterday is total ignorance. Total ignorance. No quarterback in this league is perfect. I totally understand that. For the second straight week, he demonstrated piss-poor ball security. The play that he got hurt where he fumbled shouldn't have happened. Why are you holding the ball below your waist with one hand? This is the National Football League. This ain't the Pac-12 at Arizona State. This ain't the SEC. This ain't even last year. Gotta be better. Gotta be better. Third and five. Here's the sequence in the game that kills me with him. Third and five. Third and six, rather. You throw it to Chosen Anderson on a slant. Ball is way behind him. He's got to reach back for it. Instead of throwing it out in front of him and getting the first down, you throw it behind him. Your drive is killed. Now Dallas gets the ball back and they score. On the very next play, the very next possession, off of Jayden Daniels missing Robbie Chosen, because that's what it was. It was a miss. He threw the ball way behind him. Dallas scored on the very next play, 74 yards to CeeDee Lamb. Can't happen. Can't happen. He can't have critical misses on big downs. And the frustrating part for me with Jayden, and you know I've talked about his accuracy all year long, have I not? I mentioned it in week one after we played the Giants.
Yeah.
It's the same story. Why am I bringing it up? Because like I said, I'm not grading him on a traditional second-year quarterback curve. I'm grading him like the top 10 guy we swore up and down he was. Had looked like it this year. No cut cards about it. He has not looked like the same guy. Accuracy was his superpower last year, people. That's how you got away with Olamide Zaccheaus and De'Ami Brown and Jamison Crowder in his third act as a Commander. Because he was accurate. Hasn't been accurate yet this year. Jayden Daniels' numbers on the year. On the year. Completing 61% of his passes. That's not good, guys. That's not. In today's day and age of the NFL, a good completion percentage is high 60s. Mid to high 60s. Got to be better. Holding on to the football too long. On the play that he got hurt, when he gets to the top of the drop, instead of throwing it to Zach Ertz, he tried to pump fake. And the rest is history. But I'm not concerned about Jayden Daniels. I'm not. I think he is made up of all of the right stuff. I think he's got the right DNA. I think he's a hard enough worker. He will figure it out. He will figure it out. What I am worried about is this offensive line. For the second time in as many weeks, our offensive line, the interior three in particular, the guard-center guard combo of Chris Paul, Tyler Biadasz, and Sam Cosmi, they got their ass whipped yesterday. Solomon Thomas, Oso Odighizuwa, Kenny Clark took them to town. There were more negative runs and zero-yard runs yesterday than there had been all season long. And you know what folks are going to say, Ant? Oh, they were running up against the stacked box. They've been running against the stacked box all year. The last 2 weeks, you have gotten beat at the point of attack, and it doesn't feel good. It's a gut punch. It's demoralizing. You're not who you say you are. I've said it multiple times over the past month, and I don't mean to make light of anyone that deals with mental health issues or struggles. The Commanders have a personality disorder. They don't know who they are. Point blank.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And now, for all of you that love to scream about coaching, you know what? If I continue to see the same thing happen over and over and over again with nothing changing, maybe we can't point to coaching. Maybe that is something fair that we can point to. You know why else? You know why else we can talk about coaching, folks? Yesterday, the Washington Commanders, a group that has no margin for error, had 11 penalties for 120 yards and 2 turnovers. You're never going to win that way. Ever. It's tired, man. It's tired. And this stings, this hurts. Because now, put the quarterback on the back burner for a second. Outside of Jaden Daniels, what young piece on this football team do you have unwavering confidence in? Tell me, outside of Jaden Daniels, what young piece do you have unwavering confidence in? It's not Johnny Newton. Got outsnapped by Sheldon freaking Day. It's not Johnny Newton. It's not Mike Thamer still. If I was Ben Sinnott, I would go to Cliff Kingsbury's ass and cuss him the hell out. It's no way I'm going to continue to block my ass off and I can't get a target. Not one. We're going to get to Adam Peters. I promise you we will. And I know that's a sore subject. If Ben Sinnott is as good of a blocker as he is, why did you pay John Bates $8 million a year? Why did you bring Zach Ertz back? Come on, man. Things got to make sense. A lot of the moves in hindsight, and I know hindsight is 20-20, it ain't making sense. You know what they say, though, man? A hit dog gonna holler. Arr! A hit dog is gonna holler. What did I hear all day in the locker room yesterday? We're gonna get it better. We're not panicking. We're not hitting the panic button. You need to do something. Because the current product isn't it. It stinks. There's an odor to the Washington Commanders right now. It smells like hot ass. And offensively, it hurts because you were expected to be the side of the football that led this team. Yet you've been as inconsistent as the defense. I don't care what anybody says. This offense has been just as inconsistent as this defense. Turnovers, penalties, miscommunication, not being lined up in the right spot. Come on, man. I just don't know where to go from here because the personnel is not changing. The interior three of this Commander's offensive line got their ass kicked yesterday, all game long. That's why you couldn't run the football. Not because there was 8 in the box, but because Oso Digizuwa, Solomon Thomas, and Kenny Clark bit you over their leg and spanked your ass. Ain't gonna ask me that I sleep last night. I stood up all night long because my ass is chapped at what the hell we've watched. I can't take it anymore. Von Miller. You brought in Von Miller. You had the chance to bring in Jadeveon Clowney. You brought in Von Miller. It may be too early to have these conversations, but there were so many bad personnel decisions in hindsight made this offseason. And a lack of resources invested in a side of the football that you need to work. We have a defensive-minded head coach, Sergeant Slogan, yet our defense sucks. It's got to be better, man. Got to be better. 301-230-0980 is the number. I promise I'm going to let you all get in on this because I've had enough. I about blew a gasket. I'm in here sweating. Because y'all know how I feel about this, man. It's dead wrong. I'm terrible as a person for this. This team, their success or their failure, it impacts my mood. It impacts my mood. I'm not happy. I don't feel good about what I've watched over 7 weeks. Wake the hell up. Because if you take that BS effort to Kansas City on Monday night, you're going to get embarrassed on national television for the second time this year if you don't get it together. I'm not going to put a fork in them. I'm not going to say the season's over. But if you don't win Monday night in Kansas City, your ass is grass. It's over. The one side of the football that I feel like has the most problems, out of all the three phases, offense, defense, special teams, clearly the defense has some very, very big problems. We'll get to the defensive problems coming up on the other side of the break. This is the Team 980.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.